Parshas Miketz. One night, Parai had a very interesting dream. He dreamed that he was standing near a river. He saw 7 fat cows coming out of the water and eating the grass in the fields near the water. Then Parai saw another 7 cows coming out of the water. These cows, however, were very, very skinny. They came close to the bigger cows and swallowed them up. But how strange! The skinny cows stayed thin, even though they had just eaten 7 fat cows. Parai then awoke with a start.
"What a funny dream," he said.
He turned over in bed and went back to sleep. He dreamed a second dream. In the dream, he saw 7 nice fat stalks of wheat. Near them were 7 skinny, small stalks of wheat. Suddenly, the 7 skinny stalks ate up the 7 big stalks. And again, the skinny stalks stayed skinny.
"What do all these strange dreams mean?"
Parai wondered. He called all of his wise men to the palace and told them about his dreams. He asked them to explain what the dreams meant. But the wise men couldn't understand the dreams and didn't know what to say. Suddenly, the Saramashkin remembered that Yosef had interpreted his dreams when he had been in jail. He went to Parai and said,
"My master, my king, once when I was in jail, I too dreamed an interesting dream. There was a prisoner named Yosef who explained to me the meaning of my dream. He told me that the king would take me out of jail and make me the Sar Hamashkim again. And that's exactly what happened. He also explained the Sar Ha'ofim's dream to him. And he was right about that too. Maybe Yosef could interpret the king's dreams as well."
So Parai immediately called for his servants.
"Bring Yosef to me now!"
The servants quickly took Yosef out of jail and brought him to Parai.
"Yosef," Parai said, "I dreamed 2 dreams that nobody is able to understand. Maybe you can explain them to me?"
So Yosef listened carefully to Parai's dreams and understood what they meant. Hashem is telling you what will happen in the coming years. The 7 big cows and the 7 big stalks of wheat symbolize 7 good years when there will be a lot of food in the world. After those 7 years, there will be 7 very different years. The skinny cows and the small stalks of wheat mean that there will be a hunger in the world. No grains or fruits or vegetables will grow. The people will be so hungry that they will forget that there was once lots and lots of food to eat. Yosef then told Pare that he had advice for him. Appoint a wise man to collect lots of food during the good 7 years and put it in storage. When there would not be any food during the hunger, this food will be available. Pare was very happy that he now understood what his dreams meant, and he said to Yosef,
"You are a wise man. I want you to be in charge of collecting all the food. You will be the Mishneh Lamelech, and all the people will listen to you."
Yosef was taken around the streets in a beautiful carriage on his royal seat.
All the people must know from today. That they must listen to what Yosef has to say. Respect him and always bow down to him too, because that's what Pare has instructed you.
The people were very excited and called out,
"Long live the Mishneh Lamelech!"
They threw expensive presents into Yosef's carriage. The next few years were very good in Mitzrayim. There was plenty of food, and Yosef made sure to store some away for the hunger. Yosef married and had 2 sons, Menashe and Ephraim. After the 7 good years were over, there was a hunger in the world. The people had no food, and they were very hungry. Only Mitzrayim had food, thanks to Yosef's plan. There was a hunger in Eretz Yisrael too. Yaakov called his sons and said, "I hear that there is food in Mitzrayim. Please take money and go down to Mitzrayim to buy food." Yosef's brothers listened to Yaakov and went down to Mitzrayim to buy food.